From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. A proposed rollback to voter-approved redistricting changes is now headed to the Missouri Senate. Samuel King reports the House overwhelmingly approved the proposal yesterday afternoon.
Republicans propose having voters weigh in again on whether the state should change the way it draws legislative districts. The resolution would do away with Amendment 1's requirement that an appointed state demographer draw new legislative maps. The resolution also would lessen the importance of partisan fairness and competitiveness as factors in drawing districts. The bill's sponsor, Representative Dean Plocker of St. Louis County, says the resolution also goes further than Amendment 1 when it comes to ethics reform.
This proposal offers a sincere gift ban, sincere transparency, and a bipartisan commission and not a czar. I take honesty to the voters and an honest choice.
Democrats said voters have already made their choice. If the Senate approves, the measure goes on the November 2020 ballot. I'm Samuel King.
The Missouri House has given initial approval to a bill that would make it harder for courts to fine businesses as punishment for injuring people. The legislation raises the standard for what are called punitive damages in civil lawsuits. If the bill is passed, the plaintiff must provide proof that the bad actors intentionally caused harm in order for the court to award punitive damages. Republican Representative Bruce DeGroot says his bill will help Missouri businesses. The Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry supports the legislation. Democratic Representative Gina Mitten says punitive damages push businesses to make safe products. Columbia's Watlow Manufacturing Facility announced Monday that 41 employees will be let go after the company made a decision to begin moving some production to its plant in Querétaro, Mexico. Watlow creates and designs thermal systems. The layoffs will take place on May 3rd, and another round of reductions will occur in July. This will leave the company with 70% of its current workforce. Watlow spokesperson Bob Moore says that the cuts are necessary to gear the Columbia facility toward more long-term production goals.
We are transitioning some jobs to our Querétaro, Mexico facility to make room for other higher-tech manufacturing that we intend to move here to Columbia. The Columbia factory will be here for many years.
Laid-off employees will receive severance packages and job assistance, according to a news release. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger has pleaded not guilty to federal corruption charges following his resignation from office. The U.S. attorney in St. Louis announced yesterday that a federal grand jury had indicted Stenger on charges of bribery, mail fraud, and the theft of honest services. Stenger, elected to his second term in November, is accused of helping give county contracts to supporter John Rallo and his companies in exchange for campaign donations. He is also accused of helping obtain a state lobbying contract from the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership for an unnamed company in exchange for campaign donations. Stenger could face a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if convicted. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.